From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Uber's problematic workplace culture is in the news again this week after an accomplished engineer named Susan Fowler wrote a blog post about being the target of sexual harassment and sexism as a former Uber employee. Uber CEO Travis Kalanick released a statement afterwards saying the company was launching a full investigation. Former Attorney General Eric Holder, who's now working for the law firm Covington & Burling, has been hired for an independent review. We're going to learn more from Jesse Hempel, head of editorial at the website Back Channel. Jesse, thanks for chatting. What do you think happened here?
Uber falls into a class of companies who have exploded in growth overnight. A decade ago, this company didn't exist at all. And today, 6,000 people report to work there. And in the interim, they have built a product. And at the same time, the group of people who run it have had to stitch together the back end on the fly. So it's not really surprising that you would get to this point and the HR department wouldn't be as sophisticated as you would expect them to be.
Uber is doing a few things right now in reaction to this. What do you expect to come out of all of this?
Well, first and foremost, I think that Travis should take even more responsibility than he has taken so far for the issue. You know, he came out and he said, well, this is the very first that I've heard of it. But in her blog post, the engineer who wrote the blog post, she said that in the past year, the percentage of women in her part of the business, which is the site reliability engineers, and Ben, those are the real badasses at a company. I mean, those are the engineers that keep the site running. She said that in that division, the percentage of women engineers had fallen from somewhere in their low 20s, I think it was 25%, to
3%,
closer
right?
to 3%.
Yeah.
This is a data-driven company. It is inexcusable that the CEO didn't have that piece of data, didn't see that problem in advance.
You have spent time at Uber and talked with CEO Travis Kalanick. How does it differ from other tech companies you've followed, even though this is part of a larger problem?
You know, every startup has its own footprint, its own branding, and that branding is often laid down right at the very beginning. You know, Travis was a machismo CEO. He was a guy's guy. He was a guy who liked to refer to his product as being baller. He was a guy who has, you know, called his company Boober. And to try to rebrand after you have started off that way is near impossible.
How do you think this is going to impact the company's business?
If I am being honest with myself, I don't think this will impact the company's business very much at all. This is not the first time that Uber has had a black eye from a PR perspective. And things go wrong at Uber and you raise an eyebrow and you think, well, that's it. I mean, now people are really going to start using the service. But instead, data suggests that for the most part, people are using it more.
Jesse Hempel, she's head of editorial at the website Back Channel. Jesse, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
You do not have to be 12 and under to know that there's plenty of tech and innovation happening in the toy industry these days. And we discovered at the North American International Toy Fair in New York City's Javits Center this week, this includes augmented reality. A company called Spin Tales was showing off a duvet cover painted with images from fairy tales. Download an app, hover your device over an image on the blanket, and you see a bunch of 3D animations come to life in your phone or tablet.
What's your name?
My name's Ben.
Do you know our story?
Kind of.
Start from the beginning. We are the three little pigs.
And it just goes downhill from there.
We did not stick around for the wolf. Instead, we huffed and we puffed over to a toy startup called Wobbleworks, which won a Toy of the Year award this year. They make the 3Doodler 3D printing pen that had a very successful Kickstarter campaign a few years back. Think magic marker that draws slowly in three dimensions. The newest product, one for kids called the 3Doodler Start, that spits out fast-drying, biodegradable, and technically edible plastic creations. Its CEO and co-founder is Max Bogue.
Yeah, so Max, thanks for chatting with us.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
How do you compete with other big toy companies that have a huge reputation in the industry?
So we've been very fortunate in that we've essentially created a new category. And by creating a new category, it's been a lot easier for us to enter into retail because we're not in direct competition with a lot of these major companies. So in the early days, we launched with the Museum of Modern Art. We really had this advantage of being this kind of dark horse, if you will, underdog. No one noticed us, and then all these buyers are like, that's cool, I want that.
And this is kind of a trend right now. There's like a trend in educational toys.
There is a trend in educational toys. I like to think that we were before the trend because we've been doing this for 3 years now of trying to push it into education, as well as...
You were doing it before it was cool.
Yeah, we were doing it before it was cool. We've been in almost 2,500 schools at this point. So even English class, you know, history class, you can make temples. And you can have the whole class making temples. So for less than the price of a traditional 3D printer, you can have the entire classroom interacting and doing stuff instead of one person putting a print on and then everyone staring at it and waiting 3 hours for it to finish.
Are you guys profitable?
Yes.
How long have you been profitable?
We have always been profitable.
That's really hard to do. How'd you do it?
We spent the first year in our apartments as opposed to buying office space. We only have 33 employees after 4 years of significant growth, and we started as two. So we've really been very conservative. Obviously, $2.3 million on Kickstarter was a great starting cushion. We've never taken any outside investment. We're completely independent. We don't have any debt whatsoever. So we're in a very unique, happy position of being profitable and growing.
Max Bogue, CEO, 3Doodler. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ben. I enjoyed it.
By the way, yes, I tried to make something with the 3Doodler. A ring, then a wizard's hat, now a blob. Want to see it? It's at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.